When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Damn, you got a fat ass. But enough about that big old butt of yours. This is comedian Mike Rainey from Porchfest 2024, and my homeboy Alan Aldridge was gracious enough to let me speak to you for a moment about my new Wigger crime novel. That's right, you heard me. New Wigger crime novel that is guaranteed to be the funniest, most fucked up thing you read all summer. The story revolves around two lovable losers named Fats and Tommy, whose lives revolve around getting fucked up, sucking fat tits, and the 2 months out of the year where they get to work at Halloween Adventure. Unfortunately, on their last day of work, they are erroneously accused of their boss's murder and have to spend the rest of the night running across town trying to fraudulently cash a check, which will give them the funds to get out of Delco or will put them in jail for the rest of their lives. This book has something for everybody. It has murder. It has stolen ATV chases. It has drug abuse. It has schizophrenic maniacs who live behind 7-Eleven smearing shit in the faces of crooked cops. It has obese Arby's managers getting their asses eaten at the end of a long shift. I promise you, if you are a degenerate like I am, you will love this book. That's Delco Dirtball, available now at onperks.com, which is onperks.com. Get ready for porch talk.
Alan molested the mic stand while you were gone.
Let that happen. Don't judge him.
It's like it happened, okay? Just let it go.
Do not judge. That damn thing sure was.
Whoop whoop. Get in there.
It's because of the khakis. If you'd had on blue jeans, it would have kept you from penetrating.
Jesus.
More like cockies.
Cockies. He's got on the cockies.
Some cockies. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, eh? They're trying to get to it.
Oh,
yeah, man, whenever you are.
With all the white, old school looking rims.
Yeah.
That doesn't fit. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I
can't hear shit. I can't hear nothing. We're going to have to go down and come back.
Hey, just wear a mask and stay away from everybody.
Yeah. But come here.
Yeah, come on in. Just make sure you got a mask on. Stay away from everybody.
Yeah. Those days.
Yeah. I mean, are you sick? Oh, okay, just come on in.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's it going?
Good friends now.
Yeah, rendezvous.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hey. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. With me this evening is Big John.
What up?
Cowboy John, let's go.
Webb.
What's up, guys?
And Brother Cobb.
Will you listen to me? These are all just penny droppers. You understand it? That's it. Listen, you give them two Percocets, two Vikings, and a couple beers, and the pennies drop. It's very nice. Tweeter, Varsity Blues. What? Did it hold up to the test of time? I'm not a woke person, but I'm like, Tweeter, let's dial it back a little bit. This is called date rape.
I mean, yeah.
I'm doing this football movie. Oh, dang.
Oh. Nah, that's kind of rapey.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, this ain't holding up.
Yeah,
that's a pretty wild quote to start up with. Dude.
Survey says,
give them Percocet, two Vikings, and a couple beers, and the panties drop. It's very nice. Very nice.
In a bed tonight.
Give her a quick look, call me in the morning.
He's singing that country song when he's walking through the party with the wolf ball bat. She broke my heart, so I broke her jaw. that's domestic violence.
Yeah. See,
they break domestic violence.
It was a different time. Piles up. It was a different time when it came out. We could say shit like that and it didn't matter.
Yeah, you know? Nobody cared.
Nobody got butthurt about anything. You know?
Yeah, you could beat women and smile.
Yeah. I mean, that is not a good movie, man. It was awesome then.
It was. Yeah. It was.
It's
back in the good old days.
After the strip, the teacher stripping. Too hot for teacher! Mm-hmm. Penis, 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 vagina, vagina scene. It gets cooking. When it gets serious, Billy Bob pisses the coach off. Get out! Get your ass out of here! Then he's sitting on the back of the tailgate on 30-yard line shooting all his little peewee trophies. It gets good after that.
Yeah. We get what a serious. Prima donna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just couldn't take it.
Taking it out of them trophies, huh?
That's right. I bet they weren't participation trophies, though.
Uh-huh. That was before that time.
But he actually earned those, you know.
I'd be watching the throwing motions and, like, check out the real accuracy of these actors portraying these sports characters.
Yeah.
Paul Walker, not so good. James Vanderbeek, got a pretty throwing motion.
So you think James Vanderbeek could have actually been a quarterback?
Is that the guy?
They said he did, and he got like injured.
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. I don't want your lie.
Yeah. All right.
That probably will not be on the countdown.
No.
We will not put that in there.
There will be a lot you probably never heard of.
I'm sure we'll have radio in there somewhere. What a classic tale of the time.
I don't think that's going to get a chance.
How do you think radio could be made now?
Probably.
Think so? Yeah, it was pretty empowering.
Never go full retard.
What about powder? Remember powder?
I don't think you can make powder now, man. That shit was weird.
That was just the opposite of blackface.
Yeah.
I don't want to brush over it, but Brother Cobb made a good point. The advice that Robert Downey Jr.'s character gave to Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder is very true.
Forrest Gump, war hero, national treasure. All
right.
Won a Purple Heart, went on to become an Olympian ping pong champion. That ain't retarded.
Go full retard on that. Speaking of, you know, Hawk 2 has got a different saying now.
Oh, here we go. Dude, she, for everyone that said it was going to be 15 minutes of fame, boy, she is. She's bringing it out.
She's milking.
Hey, I was like one of those 15 minutes of fame, and I watched her get interviewed by Whitney Cummings.
That was it.
I'm like, she got that riz.
She does. That's what she had her new saying. She says, not everything that's good for the whole is good for the soul. I was like, oh, okay.
The merchandising never stops with her.
Yeah.
Hey, she made Whitney Cummings blush. That was kind of wild. I was like, okay, well.
Uh-huh. Oh, Mike Rife stuff.
Well, that too, yeah.
Lucid? Yeah. Oh, Matt Rife calling in that. Okay.
Did you see the clip from Bill Maher?
Yes.
Where they're talking about
he rap. Has no idea what's going on with young people.
You said the clip where they trying to talk to her about rap music?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Where it's like, what's old to you? And Bill Maher's like, old to me is, you know, like JC and Tupac. And she's like, I know JC Tupac. I don't really listen much. I like that JC New York song, the one about New York.
So, something tomato.
New York! Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. Once you hear it, you can't. Yeah. You just want to say that, but it's like concrete jungle where dreams are made of. But like you hear that, and it's like she was on concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
That was it.
I can't think of his podcast name, but that Bill Maher, man, I really don't like that show. Like when he's talking to a female that's young and attractive, he always comes off as like a creep.
Oh yeah.
And then, like, he had somebody like Rainn Wilson who went on that show to promote his new book. And, like, he berated him about having gone to therapy for 30 years and, like, was making fun of him. And I was like, man, this should work, but it doesn't.
I never watched it.
I gave it a chance.
Saw some clips.
I gave it a chance.
I like his show sometimes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, hot, dude, you got that from porn.
He said that?
Yeah, that's what he said to her. She's like, huh?
Did you not see the viral clip, dude?
The viral clip of what?
Hot Tua.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's saying she got Hot Tua from porn.
Yeah, exactly. She got that from porn.
He's going to have to give me some, he's going to have to show me some receipts.
It's like, well, show me some proof on that.
Yeah, big creep, man. she threw the first pitch at the Mets game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To her friend.
Jeez. Yeah. Boy, they're quite the duo. Good for them, man.
She's going far.
Good for them.
Yeah. Man.
Good for them.
Doing the most random shit. Yeah. Whatever will take her on.
Yeah.
But she seems to still be living humble-ish.
Modishly.
Yeah. Like trying to still be normal. Just feeding dogs, I reckon.
Yeah, feeding dogs.
The Oliver Anthony method? Because that dude disappeared.
Well, he came out with another song.
Oh, has he?
Re-jump back on that fame he had.
I don't think he cared about it, to be honest.
You don't think so?
I think that, like, him posting that online.
I think he just wanted enough money to get a little, like, a top for his camper and some more land. He that type of person.
Yep, that's it, dude. Yeah, and
he's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
I'd like to have 5 years. I might reach out to him and see if he'd come on the show. I'd like to talk to him about that. That'd be pretty interesting to get it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
If he, I don't know if he's even on social medias. I've never tried to interact with him. But he seems seems like a regular dude.
He probably have Facebook.
Probably got a Facebook. Yeah.
I bet he don't have that. He probably got nothing.
I'll look it up and see. That might be interesting.
You don't know. He might have an OnlyFans for all we know. Shit.
Grindr.
I'm trying to remember what his actual name is. Because Oliver.
Oh, yeah. That's like two different people put together or something.
I can't remember. It's like
a wrestling dude.
Logan something. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Real name. I was going to say that.
Logan Wolverine. Yeah. It's something like that, though.
The Wolverine?
Yeah, Wolverine. Yeah.
Tell him, Will.
What? If you hadn't seen Wolverine versus...
No. What? Daredevil and Wolverine.
Daredevil?
Daredevil. Deadpool? And Wolverine. We saw... Deadpool? In imagination. Deadpool and Wolverine. Tell him, get it right now.
Yes, Deadpool and Wolverine. We went and saw that.
We can't find a cuckoo.
Yeah, can't find a cuckoo, so we went to the next best thing and...
Didn't disappoint.
Damn it, it was good. It's got so many Easter eggs and so many things you got to. It's just.
You worried about awful. Disney owning it?
Oh, it's.
He breaks fourth wall. I was like, you think Disney gonna change me?
He was like, whatever. He broke it about 3 or 4 times. It's awesome.
Like Deadpool.
Hmm. He's my favorite.
Did Deadpool doing Deadpool do?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. All day. Don't give a shit.
Deadpool. Was it Deadpool 2? Deadpool and Wolverine.
No.
They just all right thing. There. It's up there with Abigail.
I called some of this year.
This year, Abigail, Deadpool, Wolverine.
Yep. Definitely
guys.
Tops.
I saw where Twisters is already on Amazon Prime. So yeah. Lets me know about the quality.
It's good, though. It is a good movie.
Hey, what do y'all think about like the drama like within the stars? Is that a bit much? Because I was interested like in the whole T.J. Miller thing. And like he wasn't in this one.
He wasn't in the second one, was he?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. He got Me Too'd.
Is that how it went down for him?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the controversy.
I don't know if they let him finish out Silicon Valley on HBO. Yeah. I never finished that show.
That was a good show, though.
I watched it when I had satellite, and satellite got up to like 136. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff interests me. Is like, whoa, he's not in there and... Okay, he's canceled from HBO. What did he do?
How do you get canceled from HBO?
He did one of those things. He felt my titty up in the closet. I don't know, dude. Something like that.
Me too. The old Me Too. The 1-2.
Yeah.
That'll almost knock you out. That's tough to come back from.
Marilyn Manson's done it like 4 times.
Yeah, he's back now.
He's back now.
He didn't go as far as Tweeter.
Tweeter.
Yeah, you give him... A Viking and a 2 person.
Yeah, that's the whole. Wow, the whole
you got the whole Cosby thing.
The whole theme of this episode. Next, we're going to talk about the late and great Bill Cosby.
There we go.
Okay.
You want one of my pudding pops?
Do it, Alan. You can do it. Actually do a decent Bill Cosby.
Now, I'll keep it clean. I can't do it right now.
My pudding pop.
I like to keep my comedy clean, but I like to give girls roofies in the writer's room.
He's finding it.
All right. We'll come back. We'll circle back around to that.
No cussing. I don't like no cussing.
Hey, hey, hey.
I grew up on Ghost Dad.
I watched Steam, or not, Trap, Mousetrap. That was it.
Mousetrap.
You know, the Mickey Mouse horror movie?
Is it any good?
Oh, that's a thing. It's like out.
It's made. It's out. Yeah.
Could that be the watch along? Is it available like on the
streaming? Probably hot trash.
He's like, hold up, pump the brakes.
He said, wait, let me tell you something.
So, it's old Mickey Mouse. It's, you know, first Steamboat Willie. And it was a steamboat pile of shit. It really was.
I could have told you that while watching it.
I knew it was, but I mean, I couldn't finish it. But you know, if you like, you know, B horror movies with horrible acting and just kind of stupid plot holes, I mean, yeah, go for it. But no. Anyway,
Does it have the possibility of being so bad it's good?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be
The
like,
Room,
like Terrifier. Status at any means.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad, but I mean, it was kind of low budget, and you know, it wasn't. It was the best of the bad, I guess you can say.
Low budget is looking low budget.
Yeah,
like the duct tape's peeling off.
Yeah, but anyway.
Well, you ever seen footage of The Room?
The Room.
The Room is that one?
Yeah, this
worst movie. The Disaster Artist. Steamrolled with audiences because it was so bad. It was like, you got to check
cult,
this out.
Cult classic.
Yeah.
Cult classic because it was such dog shit.
Oh, hi, Mark. Yeah. I did not hit her. I did not. We was obsessed with it for a while.
Stella!
Yeah. You go back to the early archives of Porch Talk 101. Yeah. You can see how, especially Al.
I was obsessed.
Dude. With some Disaster Artist, a movie that portrays a movie, The Room.
Yeah, dude, James Franco was awesome, dude. That shit ruled.
Yeah.
It still rules, man. It holds up. I watched it like 2 weeks ago. Man, I love
it. I love this song. I must dance.
Dance with me.
The
Yeah, dude.
This is the weirdest dude ever.
We are like brothers, you and I.
Yeah. They don't know what the hell his accent is. Harry got all this money. It's a man of mystery.
I'm from New Orleans.
You from New Orleans, kind of. You'd be like, no, you ain't. You ain't from New Orleans. You're alien.
How old are you? Same age as you.
22. Looking like he's at least our age. 40-something.
So, oh, I turned 16. Happy birthday. There's a nut, man. Yeah.
Shout out to you, Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, get him on.
Right out.
That would
Dream.
Be. Yeah. I bet he's pretty active.
He
on
tried
X.
to make like a masterpiece, and everybody was laughing. He's like, laughing my movie.
He's broken
like,
heart.
Sad. The dude talked to me, and like they're like, he just embraces him. Like, oh, I made a shitty fucking masterpiece.
You know, one of the most awkward scenes in that movie is when he runs into the producer in the restaurant and he starts reciting Hamlet.
Yeah.
To be or not to be. He's doing all that. Right in the middle of the restaurant, he's like, dude, chill, I'm on
not
a date.
Right now.
I'm on a date. Is it better to perish? I love that movie. Peanut Butter Falcons.
Or the sex scene where he's like, get more of my eyes. Get my eyes. You must shoot my eyes.
She looks
more.
Gross, needs makeup.
Big John, Cowboy John. Like, yeah, I wonder if he would like it. He's got Seth Rogen.
He's got a cast,
dude.
He was aiming at her belly button.
Yeah.
This is how you do it.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Dude.
That movie's classic,
They shoot an alleyway scene with a fake alleyway, and Seth Rogen's like one of the producers or something.
Yeah, he's
like, why don't we just shoot the scene in the real alleyway. That's right there.
Y'all have seen
this big movie, this big production.
It's movie magic.
Why are we building this?
You do realize there's an alleyway right there.
You're tearing my heart. God, oh man, that's worth it.
Dave Franco too.
Dave Franco.
They play like best friends or whatever, and don't even look like brothers in it because Tommy Wiseau's so weird looking.
Yeah.
James Franco's doing his eye thing, but Tommy Wiseau, I don't know how he did it. Let's un-me too that guy.
Yeah.
I love Franco.
Franco was a shit, dude. He was good in Spider-Man.
Come on back.
Yeah.
He was Green Goblin or whatever.
Was he? That wasn't William Dafoe.
He was William Dafoe's son.
Yeah, he took son. Over the legacy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a bad 1, 2, and 3 right there. That's still my favorite Spider-Man. Yeah, Tobey Maguire.
Other than
playing a high school kid.
Other than the Deadpool stuff, I cannot get into any of
it. Almost 40 years old.
I can't get into all that the Marvel stuff. It's the multiverse is just is fucking taking over.
Unless you're Deadpool.
As I said, Deadpool's about the only ones I can stomach.
Because he's like, this shit's stupid, but you know.
he's awesome. But anyway, yeah. But you know, of course, now with Disney owning it for everything. You know.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard the thing with Disney? The guy tried to like sue Disney for because his wife died at Disneyland or whatever from like eating something that she was allergic to. And it was like
I thought she had gotten eaten by an alligator.
No.
They did not have a warning, like.
Right. Anyway, dude, you're talking about somebody getting murdered.
No.
Somebody food poisoning.
No, I'm just talking about Jesus. She accidentally died.
There's more of the story. We need to go down to Orlando right now and figure this out.
Let's do that. Let's go to Disneyland. I'm ready for a trip.
Disneyland
World, whatever.
Disney World's Orlando. Disneyland.
Anyway, the whole point of the story.
I go to Universal, dude.
He tried to sue them, but he couldn't sue them because he was a Disney Plus subscriber.
Nice.
And in the fine prints of Disney Plus, when you sign up for it, one of the clauses in there is you cannot take us to court for any reason.
Baller.
Ha! Oh, that's baller.
Yeah. So he signed up for... So, you know, Disney Plus, you know, subscribers, you go to any of their theme parks and get hurt, killed, whatever.
He's kind of fucked.
Oh, well.
Dude, I could go.
So, yeah.
I could sue the shit out of him.
I don't have it either.
Probably
have an account, but I don't.
What about the clause? Is you just like if you or anyone that you in your family has it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how deep it goes, but that's something I heard. I don't know.
If your cousin twice removed on your
kind of wild
mother's side because of a divorce, and then they remarried his uncle's cousin's kid, you can't be qualified.
That is very wild.
Really?
Wild family tree right there.
Disney over here playing chess while everybody's playing checkers. Read the fine print.
Right down here. Dang. One that nobody does. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, how much shit have we agreed to that we have no clue about, you know?
Yeah, terms of service.
How many times
scroll, agree.
I want this, agree. I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't even care.
There's no telling what.
Well, we've already signed our lives away years ago, so.
With these.
Oh, let them cook. Let them cook.
Yeah, we signed our life away years ago when we got smartphones. They know everything. There's no way to hide it.
No.
They know what you're looking at. They know.
Oh, this thing can read your mind, I feel like.
They know how you look at your phone when you're excited about something.
Yeah.
When something makes you angry.
The dilation of your eyes.
Yeah, measures your eye dilation. Now you're watching you through your cameras.
I can think about hula hoops, the next thing I'll be, like, just think about it. And be like,
there it is.
Heard you like hula hoops.
Same day.
Man, I get
like,
so
I didn't even say that to Alexa or anything.
Yeah.
I just told her. How did she know? I love you, son.
I love you so much. Well, thank you for showing me shit
you
I didn't
You ain't
going to
live without it. It's too late.
Except the terms and conditions.
You can't live without me. Just, what are you going to do? Go back to a cord phone?
Just try to get off the grid. Whatever.
Go back to a landline. Dude, dial it up.
Leave the message that's beep. Beep. Can you find me an answering machine?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I was thinking really hard.
Go back to a pager?
Yeah. Man, I was thinking really hard back in the day on how I was like, man, it was great. It really was. Before all that shit, it really was great. I mean, you could Hell, even go to the damn gas station and with a $10 bill, get a pack of cigarettes, a Mountain Dew, and the rest of it, put it in gas and ride around for the whole weekend.
That was super nice.
That was good all day.
We get old, dude. We kind of do this like every episode.
I know.
It's like, oh,
gotta think about it.
Remember what this damn generation did to us? We had it made.
I don't know about having it made.
Can he have a dang red box now?
Yeah, they took away red box from us, dude.
First it was Blockbuster.
They're just murals right now of the movie that's like 8 months old.
New release.
There's no red box anymore?
It's like nothing. It's
whatever's in there.
A year ago, yeah. 8 months ago, it's no new.
It's World of Worlds all over
they're,
again.
They're slowly. Yeah. No one's going to them because they don't see what was in there. Don't want to see it because it's so old. They're just
fade.
Eventually, you won't notice. They'll just be gone. Yeah. They'll be 3 years from now on here. Y'all remember red boxes?
Yeah.
What happened to those? They just faded. Like a whisper in the wind.
And they came in like a whisper, too. Movie rental boxes everywhere. Like, what the fuck? Let's go see this thing.
You know what?
John used to keep them.
Yeah, I used to keep them bitches.
Yeah. You can buy them for like $3.
Yeah.
Now, got a whole suitcase of them.
Now you can. When I was stealing them, them motherfuckers would charge you face value.
Yeah, whatever.
Probably more.
You look at Joe's DVD collection. It was red box boxes. Yeah, dude, that shit was wild. Yeah.
You just got you an old school CD case.
Yeah, just,
I should be giving them like middle fingers with 17 knuckles on each of them because they really wanted to kill the movie stores.
Well, I mean,
I think Netflix started that.
Yeah, Netflix is what actually
it really started it.
Man, my favorite record store closed shop. Like, you know, year ago. Oz Music.
Oz?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oz.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know they shut down. They shut down like almost 2 years when I went by. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
It's January. I think it was January of
like 2022. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man. I was like, well, that sucks.
I had
barely made it through COVID.
COVID was like, stay in Westfield.
Well, what happened was they used to be back by the bread shop.
Yeah.
And then they moved up front, and it was, dude, it was a quarter of what the size they had and everything. It was like, yeah, this is it. This is a death growl.
Yeah. I heard it was like the owner of the shop or whatever. They wouldn't let them renew the lease or whatever it was too. So
that may have been that may have been it.
The man stepped in and said, "None of you
like nope.
Mom and pop small business."
A standalone record store's got a hard life. Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
It's a very niche market, dude.
I don't see how Scooters is still kicking, but he's right there in the right fucking spot.
Yeah, but it's
what's kicking?
I ain't never got Scooters. He ain't got nothing unless you go in there and request it.
Yeah,
he's got a point.
Well, then I gotta come back.
Barnes & Noble's got a nice little collection. You
they
know.
Do.
I bet they do.
Barnes & Noble does.
$48. Yeah, they really do.
Yeah,
they got some good stuff in there. But I'm like, I'm not paying this for it.
Hey, what Barnes & Noble you like?
The only one I went to is Tupelo.
There's one in Starkville.
There's a Barnes & Noble in Starkville.
So, really? It's on campus,
dude.
It rules, man. It's a college bookstore, so it's got a lot of shit.
They have college bookstores in Tupelo.
Huh?
Yeah, I went to a college bookstore in Tupelo, too. It's got...
Oh, shit. Well, there you go.
He thought it was a Christian bookstore.
Yeah, that's a Christian bookstore. What's wrong with that? Y'all, huh? Your skeletons and your macabres. I don't worship the devil.
Looking for your Creed album.
Hey, man, I banged that first one.
Bang Creed?
Hell yeah, my own prison was the shit.
Come
dude.
On, Scottsdale.
It was.
Get the gimp out.
It was a good album. I'm not banging. I ain't banging them. But I'm not bashing them either.
Now, after my own prison, I don't really know what happened. But,
he took you higher, man.
Yeah, he took himself higher.
They're back, baby.
His arms were wide open for you.
Yeah, man. What if?
What if?
Yeah.
That
was a banger.
Yeah, I like Creed.
Yeah.
I don't like Nickelback.
I like Nickelback.
Like Nickelback, dude. That's cool. Like what you like.
I used to fucking hate them for no reason. Then I actually sat down and listened to them, and I was like, it's not bad.
Hell yeah, dude. That was the thought in your head right there.
You like your back. It's always high pitch. You only change your mind when you're high pitched in your own head.
What is that?
Well, maybe I was wrong.
I don't know, man. That shouldn't be.
She's kind of got a point. That's good.
So your internal monologue is high pitched like that?
Changing your mind.
Okay.
He sitting there in the moment, he was like, I like your pants around. He was like,
not too bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
Don't like it. Now you remind me of, like, I don't like it.
The reason why I don't like them is every fourth song sounds the same. They got four rhythms. They got the slow song, medium pace, fast song, and then the heavy song.
Yeah.
Man, you heard that Nickelback song where he's talking about he's got a bathroom so big he can play baseball in it. Yeah, I heard it. It sucks.
Y'all got that same riff.
How about he go outside and play baseball? That would make more sense.
Rockstar.
So yeah, dude, Rockstar. We just made a Nickelback.
And that one wasn't even in it.
Yeah.
That one song didn't even have the Rockstar's riff in it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
But they are having a resurgence, I will say that.
Nickelback, too.
Creed, yeah. These kids are loving Creed and Nickelback, man.
Man, they put a big shout out to Deadpool, though.
Really?
Y'all see that?
Where that guy was shitting on.
On that, and he's like, and they come up, like, hey, we're Nickelback. We're all about, you know, we know people, you know, downing us and thinking about lesser or whatever the hell he said. I don't know. It's funny. And they're like,
did they play but we Nickelback support Deadpool.
The what?
Did they play Nickelback in it?
I'm sure. No, he mentioned Nickelback in one of them about.
I think two.
He was like, he went like off, like he went fourth wall on it. And
I ain't watched two. I rewatched the first one. Rewatched the first one since we watched Wolverine.
Yeah.
Gotta watch two again, man.
Yeah, three too.
The guy was being like,
there's not a three.
Yeah, there's a three.
There's not a three.
There's a three.
I would own it.
There's a three.
There's a three. There's the a third three. Is Deadpool and Wolverine.
No.
Do I own three? I would own it.
Probably not.
Is there a three?
There's not a three.
Did I miss one? I think I missed one too.
There's the three. That's the one where he fights Juggernaut.
He's most selling wolf tickets, dude.
I got tickets to Deadpool 3. Who wants them?
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Oh, I don't want those.
The Deadpool.
What in the fuck?
I'm still on that.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for Black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Varsity Blues, IMDb. All right.
And her whipped cream bikini.
Can I pet that dog? It's not a no. What, once they upon put a Deadpool?
One, two, and three.
Mm-hmm. They put their wieners.
What is Deadpool 3? There is no Deadpool 3.
Let me see.
There's a, what says, a TV series in 2003. Once Upon a Deadpool, which is
I got Mandela.
Yep.
Kiss the ring.
But that is an official site there.
Apologize.
I'm not kissing shit.
Yeah. I knew they would.
So I'm a fan of Deadpool, so I would have seen it.
I mean, it's hard to... Who's not a fan of Deadpool?
Anybody want to shit on it for fun?
Yeah.
No,
not really.
Ryan Reynolds sucks. He's a piece of shit.
I guess that's a big one.
Right on.
He looks like Rachel Maddow. All
right, y'all want to hear a story about a butt plug?
Yeah. Let's talk about a butt plug. Hold on. Plug
it. This is a great time to plug our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
This episode is sponsored by Manscaped, and if you use promo code Porch Talk, you can get I think 20% off of your total purchase order. Man, check out the lawnmower for all your pubic hair needs. And we're back. But promo code Porch Talk at Manscaped.com.
Hashtag butt plug.
God, please put hashtag butt plug on there.
Shave your butt.
Shave your butt hairs. Use the ball trimmer for those pesky hairs in your butt crack.
There you go. Very safe. I've never cut myself. I've been using one for 2 years.
No nicks.
No nicks.
So it makes it glide in a lot easier.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm guessing you want me to tell the story of the butt
tell
plug.
Tell us about the butt Let's plug, clean Danny. Tell us about the butt plug.
I don't know. I was just walking through, searching through dirt cheap like I normally do. Just kind of minding my own business. And they had a whole bunch of Amazon return stuff. So I was going through boxes and left and right. And I opened up one. And there was a nice, shiny set of butt plugs in there. I was like,
a set.
A whole set. There were like three of them, different sizes, had pink jewel on the top of it. It was really nice. I was like, oh,
okay. It was really nice.
It was really nice. To it, you know, they were, I was like,
so none of that cheap shit.
Yeah. No, it was high quality shit. But yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool. I was like, I snapped the picture. I thought it was funny. I put it aside. And I'm going
Who
down the line.
Who is the person that returns the butt plug? That's my thing.
I was hoping they weren't used, but you never know.
Never know.
But anyway, I was going through. No, I can't smell nothing.
COVID.
Yeah, because you got COVID.
But
did you taste it?
Yeah, I tasted it. It was all right. I tasted clean. But I just went on about my business and looking through. And this other guy come about, and he was like all very talkative for some reason, I don't know why. He's just kind of he's talking about stuff and picking up things. Oh, this is cool. Oh, this is neat. I like that. That's cool. I'm like, oh, all right, whatever. I was like, hey, you want to see something really cool? Look over there in that little box over in the corner. And he's like, which one? I was like, one down there, right there, a little one. He opens it up and he goes, huh? He's like, oh. He's like, what, is that? It? He's like, oh, you nasty. I like you. I was like, oh okay. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to get these. It's for all day. I got to go see it. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. All right. that. So definitely anyway, I walked on the other side of the room. But yeah, that was and then I'm checking out. I'm going to check out. And he's up there checking out before me, and I see him like talking to the cash register person, whatever they're called, the cashier. There you go. I can't think of the name.
Clerk.
Anyway, and he was like all up in her ear, like talking about stuff, and she was all blushing. It was funny. But anyway, so you never know what you might find at Dirt Cheap. So and you know. Plug it in, plug it in. What can I say?
Was it a deal?
It was a deal. I mean,
like,
you get three
you
for three.
You a hustler. There's a little piece of you like, I could flip these.
I mean, I don't think I didn't think about it. I mean, I was like,
money's money,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, go. I mean, three of them for $3, and, you know, I could have sold them for at least $5 a piece.
Capers out there. Woman.
I could have worn that out.
Man.
Anyway.
Hustling. Sex toys.
So, it was a...
butt plugs.
Where's bills that gotta be paid. Yeah.
Gotta pay
baby
these
needs
bills.
New shoes.
Think about the lady that was buying your socks. Wonder what she would pay for a used butt plug.
I don't know, maybe.
She probably wouldn't pay nothing. She'd just feed things, man.
I'd probably have to send like a recording of it coming
of
out.
Of it coming out.
Yeah. You got
it's out of here.
That was a grand slam. But anyway, that's my butt plug story. Just to let y'all know.
Gotta keep these up, man.
All right, Brother Cobb, you got anything that's caught your attention throughout the week?
You be getting these threads, dude?
What are you spreading over there?
Threads.
Oh,
threads.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Threads.
Yeah. You got threads? I have threads.
You got some threads. I got a thread of the most hilarious people's names you'd ever come across.
John's got strains over there. He ain't got threads.
Oh, threads. We got a molester.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Chester John Molester?
That wasn't a real deal, was it?
No, it wasn't a real deal.
I don't think so.
All right, we get to that hoe. You know that hoe?
That would be so much fun. I had a friend, a foreign exchange student from South Korea.
Yeah, foreign guys.
And his name was Ho.
He could have been that.
And, you know, in high school, that was funny.
Yeah.
To, like, you'd see him way down the hole and be
hey,
like,
Ho.
Hey, Ho.
What up? Yeah, Ho. Here another foreign exchange student. The fuck.
Oh, yeah.
P-H-U-C.
That would be such the a fuck. Fun name to have.
Get over here. The fuck, get over here.
The fuck?
teacher, you need me?
That's like the old Austin Powers. Fook me.
We got an old photo that looks like it's from about 1992 of a 26-year-old gift salesman. It's old Robert Faggot.
All
right. I just, that's his name.
You needed to put up air quotations.
That almost...
That's his name, dude. That's no layoff.
That almost reminded me of the Dave Chappelle shit.
This is my dude, though. This is my dude on the news right here back in the old cash register.
Cash register.
You know, every now and then you get named what job you'll do in your life.
Oh, it is meant to be. It's just been like a...
Hello, my name is cash register.
Gas station. There's a Singapore guy named Batman Ben Superman.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Batman Ben Superman. That reminds me. There's a guy here in town. I remember checking IDs and stuff. Dude's name was Shaquille Tupac. Oh, shoot. It was something. No?
It was Shaquille Tupac.
You know, Michael Jackson.
No, it was Tupac Shaquille O'Neal was his name. Because the last name was O'Neal. That's right. So it was Tupac.
Oh, very cool.
Tupac Shaquille O'Neal was his name.
Very cool.
I was like, okay.
I got an old homeboy right here on a business magazine. His name, Dick Tips.
Dick Tips. I got them butt plugs, you got them Dick Tips.
What about if it was like a meat product?
Yeah.
Dick Tips and Rice.
Here we go.
It looks like a picture of a Democratic former congressman, old Dick Sweat.
Dick Sweat?
I'd vote for him.
I'd probably vote, yeah, just because of the...
But Commissioner Dick Sweat is really fucking us over this summer.
It's hot as Dick Sweat out there.
We got the dude that's a rifleman for the 3rd Battalion. Oh, Major Dickhead. Dickie Head. Oh, Dickie Head.
I remember, I used to know Richard Head.
Here's P. Dot Enos.
P. Dot Enos.
Oh.
Peter Enos. That should have been.
Oh, we got... This dude was on a mission in 2012. It says, daily job certified financial planner. Old 71-year-old Dick Power.
Dick Power.
That's Dick Power.
Yeah. You know, that's fun. That's funny even if you say Richard.
Yeah, Richard I know. Power. Well, I knew a Richard did. That's the thing about it. I knew a Richard
yeah.
did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
There's a guy who's for the gay rights charity. His name's Paul Tukop.
Oh, he's nice. Had him.
If you ever have any health problems or anything, as a clinic you can go to, also get a room for rent from Dr. Porn Sack.
Porn Sack.
Get that porn sack.
He died doing what he loved.
Oh, yeah. Here's a guy that looks like he's running the gas station. Dick Assman.
Oh.
Nice.
And he's beating off guys with two hands.
There's a foreign guy. He's some military type guy. He's General Arsh Biscuits.
Arsh Biscuits?
You know how they say
Arsh Biscuit.
Oh, my dude right here looked like a graduation picture from a yearbook from what does it say, 1945? He ain't looking like no 1945, but you know what? Old Dick Long, that's old cuz right there. Dick Long. Oh, Dr. B.J. Harddick.
Nice.
You got a PhD.
Here's a lovely little girl named Jed Knight. Jedi Knight.
Jedi
you
Knight.
You know that was on purpose. Them some major Star Wars fans.
They were like, yep. Yeah.
Well. Skipping some. Chewcock.
Shoe's a good first name. That's real strong.
Sad.
And you know what name would work real good with it? Shoe Van. Van works with anything.
Yeah.
Shoe Van Cock.
You know what? Richard Van Long.
Richard Van Head.
Oh, here's a nice looking young man named Harry Kuntz.
Van. Harry Van.
Harry Van Kuntz.
Ooh, that sounds really foreign.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. We from from Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein. Oh, man. Here's a North Bonneberg resident named Jack Meoff.
There we go, Mr. Meoff. Mr. Meoff. Mr. Miyagi? Mr. Meoff. Wax on, wax off.
If you're in the market for looking for a house or anything, a lovely real estate lady right here named Evelyn Sackrider. She'll hook you up.
All right.
And that's going right. to do it.
It's going to hurt.
For that thread.
That's all we got for the crazy names in the world here.
I love threads, dude. That's my like thing right now.
That's always a good
Don't you have to have other social media to have threads, though?
No, that's threads within X.
Oh.
Like within.
What did they try on Facebook? What was that? No, that was just threads. What was that all about?
It was right off of... It was supposed to be Instagram version of X.
Yeah.
To where it was actually just about words rather than pictures and memes. And.
Well, what do you think was the best year for pop culture?
Pop culture?
Pop culture?
Best year?
1990.
Like for music and movies and...
1993.
2001 was pretty hot.
I'm looking at the 94, dude.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say 90s. It's going to be early 90s. Easy.
I mean, 94, that's some of like...
Even flow.
Well, I go through the albums right here. What, like, it's like...
That Pepsi Gotta Have It?
Huh? Probably.
We got Weezer. What probably. Is that? Blue Album?
Yeah, the Blue Album.
Probably. That all you had a Kurt Cobain. You had a Nirvana in there. You probably had a Pearl Jam. You probably had Alice in Chains.
Yeah, Green Day, my boys.
Yeah, that was the best.
Oh, yeah, your favorite band. Yeah, Green Day.
Yeah, you love them guys.
Yeah, Nirvana, Unplugged. That whole album where it's like a prom queen.
Weird bad folks going named
Oasis.
That's pretty good.
That live album that everyone probably had with a crazy looking dude on the front.
Live, like throwing copper.
There you go. Can't see most of it.
Lightning crashes.
That was like the funnest time I had asking for like a Christmas present. What do you want? Anything, small thing you want? I want the live album.
Who's live?
Like, this is a real conversation. Who you want live? Like, what band live? Live.
Couldn't find live. All I could find was live. Sorry. Your mother crying. Yeah, Bush. And then Bush come out?
Yeah, 16 Stones.
That was the one.
We got Pearl Jam, Vitalogy.
That was a good one.
Nirvana Unplugged, REM with a cat on the front, Beck, Mellow Gold.
Blind Melon?
It ain't on this little.
Not on that one. It's probably around that time.
But the movies are Forrest Gump, the main three. Ooh. Forrest Gump, Shawshank Redemption, and Pulp Fiction.
Woo, that's hard.
Shawshank came out in 94?
Yeah. Woo. Yep.
Fuck.
Yep. Okay. And I just rewatched Pulp Fiction.
And that's, what, 30 years ago? 30 years ago. Magic.
Yep.
Oh, I still love Shawshank.
Pulp Fiction?
Oh, yeah. Pulp Fiction.
What country are you from? What? Do they speak English and what? What? Say what again? Pulp Fiction's awesome, man. Yes.
A lot of quotable moments in that.
Quentin Tarantino's a beast, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's like when you were talking about when you put the Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Like apparently that remake with Tom Holland. I don't know about all that. It's definitely fake, but. That's like somebody trying to remake a Tarantino movie. Like, you don't do it. It's things you just don't do. I mean.
No! No. You don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. You don't do that.
Yeah. You won't capture that dialogue.
At all. You will die trying. But anyway.
Can I go ahead and get my flowers out?
Flowers.
I think I got some flowers over here for somebody too, maybe. I don't know.
These are imaginary flowers. I'm going to go ahead and get my flowers out so we can get on this topic. To my girl from the land down under.
Raygun.
Raygun.
You see they made her into Where the Wild Things Are?
Break it now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Classic.
I saw that.
Yeah. All right, well, let's break this down.
Did you see the runner-up for getting in there?
I don't know nothing else about
it. Nothing else about it.
I don't know nothing about Ray Gunn. Wanted. Didn't earn a point, but somehow won.
Zero. It was so bad, we're never doing the gym. Oh, they break dancing at the Olympics again.
They're not doing it anymore.
They took it away.
This is not a serious contest. Yeah. And she get up after every move, smug as shit.
Yeah.
She was confident. She grab her chin. Point to her country. I represent. That's classic, dude. Yeah. Did you catch any of that breakdancing Aussie?
Oh, God, yes. Fuck. Yeah, that was a damn Olympic event.
Masterpiece. Ray Gunn. Let Ray Gunn cook.
Let her cook. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she cooking.
She looked like a damn cooking piece of bacon. That's what she looked like.
So it's over with.
What about the sweet? Oh, she even did the sprinkler.
Yeah. There's so much going on. I need to, revisit. I can't revisit. Now they're taking it down.
You got to screen record it.
Yeah.
If you seen that, they started taking it down. They got a little box with an eye in it.
Yep.
Copyright. Well, so the Olympics is over with.
You can't even find it on Rumble.
I don't know. I ain't trying to
Rumble. What about Tumble?
What about Bumble?
I'm looking on the
That's something different.
I want clip. I want easy access clip of Ray Gunn cooking. So the Olympics is over with now.
Yeah.
For the summer. Golly, they always seemed like they lasted longer when I was growing up. Was that 4 days? A week?
I think it was more like two or three.
Yeah, I think it was like 3 weeks.
What was y'all's average?
Yeah, we've been talking about the Olympics for last go.
Man, they flew by. Four. All I know is my algorithm was just hot girls.
It's summer. Summer's ending.
That's what happens.
Long jumper, hot girls.
Long jumper, hot girls.
Italian coach, bending over referee table.
That was some of that. That was definitely some of that.
Yep.
Well, moments.
They just have a lot of great moments, you know?
What a time to be alive.
USA! USA!
So, we'll be hosting in Los Angeles?
Yeah. Yeah, I seen
We won.
You didn't see Chili Peppers, really? I didn't know Venice Beach, like there's on the ceiling? No, we don't see it on the main stage. There's Billie Eilish and all them played to like announce it.
Wow.
Chili Peppers. LA. Oh, we're coming to LA.
And the whole damn time I didn't see one American win a medal, so I don't know.
They won the most.
Simone Biles, though.
Apparently they did. I don't know. I didn't keep up with it that close. So.
The only event I really watched was the powerlifting. I tried to catch all it.
I watched the breakdancing.
Watch that Ray gun cook. Cook the ass.
I thought it was revolutionary. It was captivating, and I thought it was good television. You haven't seen that since episodes of Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, man, I had the video where they had the beat of Seinfeld while she was cooking.
Elaine
probably went perfect.
You know how to do slapping the bass. Yeah, they took it.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. And I did watch the table tennis.
Dude, that shit was wild.
Table tennis is...
I mean, if Forrest Gump ain't doing it, I don't want to see it.
Shit, dude. You know what I was looking up? I was like, how do I compete to be representing the U.S. in the Olympics for table tennis? I bet they go state by state. You probably have districts within the state. Then you go to the capital.
There's my red goods.
Then you go to the south. You probably...
Yeah, probably so. Something like that. You'll have to... play a whole bunch of qualifying events.
I would totally fucking try. I'm not saying that I'm cocky enough to say that I could win, but I'd like to see where I stood. What's it gonna hurt? I mean, look at Raygun. She inspired me.
Well, apparently, there was a whole thing behind that, too, where she, you know, they didn't even have anything. She got qualified by, like, doing a qualification between, like, her friends and stuff. And, like, I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing behind it, but how she even got in there. But
oh, I see the video. I didn't even watch it. I'm like, damn, I let Ray Gun have her flowers.
I was happy to see it. I
mean, her husband rigged away to get in there. I was like, no.
That's just a little bit of...
Y'all let that troll.
To go into it. Let it happen.
I loved it. It inspired me. That's what I'm telling you, dude.
Shut that shit down.
Yeah. Grab that chin.
Gotcha. Right.
Oh.
You see that little flippity flop? Yep. That was all me.
Doing all this.
Yep.
Here comes the T-Rex.
He's a T-Rex. Watch out when a T-Rex pops out.
Oh, she had the sprinkler. God, no, dude. She had all the classics. The worm.
Yep.
Sideways. It was innovative.
Good times.
Like I think they called it technically. It's the fish out of water. That's what it looked like.
It should have been called the frying bacon.
The fish out of water. Hey Al, you remember the dating show killer?
Mm-mm. Yes.
From like the 70s? Yes. You know the old dating show where it's like the woman asking the questions to three guys behind the wall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of them was a killer. Yeah,
one of them was a serial killer, dude. True story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He won!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very charming.
I mean, you know,
very charismatic.
The mousy, cute girl, Anna Kendrick actress. Yes. She's coming out with a movie about it.
Oh, is she? That'll be a cool one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch that. I like her too, though. She's cute.
Yeah, she is.
Liked her ever since Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
She was in it?
Yeah, she was his sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just remember, what's her name? Oh, girl from Death Proof.
Yep.
I always think Zooey Deschanel for a second.
Definitely not her.
Very, is that Dakota Fanning?
Dakota Fanning?
What is she was in Peanut Butter Falcon, right?
That's Dakota Johnson.
Johnson. Yeah, she's
Don Johnson's daughter.
Yeah. I don't know who that is, but she's
you know, dude from Django.
Yeah. Oh shit. I give her some flowers. Okay. Flowers.
I got some flowers to give.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'll give them flowers here.
To one of the girls that wants me want a taco real bad.
What kind of taco, Daddy?
Chaco.
It goes to Becky G. Oh, Lord.
Becky G?
Yeah.
Becky G.
Y'all know Becky G.
Sounds like somebody went to high school with.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely up in the
Becky.
In the music scene. But
she's from Hitoki.
Yeah, she speaks a lot of Spanish, so you can't really understand her songs unless you know Spanish. But still,
how'd you become a fan?
Oh yeah, well she has some English songs, and they were like really old school, and they sucked then. But now she's become.
I have seen this Becky G, and I'm like, ¿cómo te llamas?
Oh yeah, she is. Yeah,
very good.
She is. Oh, Tango.
Oh,
Gato.
Yeah. Oh, see.
Yeah, so anyway, that's my flowers going to her.
All right.
Singing in the shower.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who else?
Nice. Yeah, just look her up. She'll take over your feed, trust me.
In other movie news, we got Crawl 2 coming out.
Crawl 2.
Simple. We're not trying to win Oscars. I like Crawl 1.
Yeah.
The creature feature. Crawl 2, I'm not mad at. And Accounting 2. If you're a big Ben Affleck fan.
Okay.
The guy needs to go back. He's probably gonna make a lot of movies. I think J-Lo kinda wrecked him.
Damn near killed him.
He looked miserable, dude. He's the only downer of the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah. Got him.
There you go. That's all I got, man.
Crawl. Yeah.
All right.
I found some things at Dirt Cheap that can stick in the crawl.
All right. On that, is there anything that y'all would like to promote or talk about before we end this episode?
Oh, we got football fastly approaching. Actually, it's here.
It's literally like.
Have y'all seen the new kickoffs? You seen them NFL kickoffs?
Have not.
The players don't even like it.
What are they doing, like peewee shit?
Dude, no, this is new. It's like the kicker's down there by itself, and the receiving team's lined up, and 10 yards apart, I think, from the defensive, the kickoff team. So there's no, get a good run and go for, oh, this is explosive.
That used to be the
dude tackled.
Yeah, CTE is real, I guess.
I mean, I watch Varsity Blues, and there's some CTE action up in there. That maybe didn't hold up, but they had some revolutionary concussions. It was ahead of time for concussion game.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Anything else?
Think I'm good.
Hey, subscribe, rate, review the show, Spotify, Apple, YouTube. If you're a listener, we have this episode up on the YouTube as well. And we haven't done this in a long time, but I think we're about to attempt to do a watch-along. So, but that'll be audio only. I guess we could just put it up on our Patreon. We'll figure it out. All right.
Peace, guys.
Plug his ass.
Yes.
Plug his ass and twist the dick. Recording stopped.
Stopped it.
I'm Scarlett Johansson.
Hi, David.
Back home, I was a JUCO king, a gut full of pride with a head full of steam. 6 months later, I was clocking in the same dang place my daddy did. Can't go cheap on a pair of work boots and 4 a.m. you don't get used to. The babies come and the bills do too, but that don't leave you with much to choose. And baby, I swear that I'm trying. Baby, I swear to God I'm trying. Slow me down and steady my heart. Lead me around, let's go too far. Just spin me around, just take me out. Show me what this is all about. Still stuck in childish ways. But lose someone you truly love can make you wanna straighten up. But baby, I swear that I'm trying. Baby, I swear to God I'm trying. Slow me down and steady my heart. Lead me around, let's go too far. Spin me around, or just take me out. Show me what this is all about. Baby, I swear that I'm trying. Baby, I swear to God I'm trying. Slow me down and steady my heart. Lead me around, let's go too far. Spin me around, just take me out. Show me what this is all about. Juco King, a gut full of pride with a head full of steam. Thank y'all.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.